Welcome in, guys, to the podcast. I am your host, Brandon Trujillo. I just kind of decided to go ahead and make a podcast by myself. On my behalf, I apologize for me and James's tardiness in making a new episode. It's been very hard for us to get together and mesh with each other's schedules. In order to come together and make another podcast episode, so I am very sorry about that. But nonetheless, I am here to kind of help cope with that. I know Payne has made his own spin-off episode of ranking movies of 2019. That was a great episode, by the way. I really loved it, and credit to him for having this idea of making each other accountable for our own types of podcasts. I'm going to be going over stuff in the fitness world, in the fitness industry, since that's kind of my background. I know Payne likes to talk about his movies and his politics and his philosophical points of views and stuff like that. But me, I'm just kind of the old-fashioned, go in the gym, get some pump in, you know. So that's what I like to do, and that's what I'm going to be talking to you guys about. Right now, I'm actually on my way to go to the gym. Like I said, trying to get that pump in, trying to put it in work. And I know he talked about in his last, in Payne's last podcast about New Year's resolutions. And I'm here to tell you and here to motivate you guys that you guys can do it. If y'all really want to put in the work to make yourselves better for 2020, y'all can do it. For sure. All you gotta do is have that positive mindset and just keep going every day. You know, some days you might not feel like going to the gym. Some days you might not feel like, you know, putting in that extra time to maybe just do a quick couple of push-ups or a quick couple of squats, you know. Or you're not motivated to drink water or to eat healthy. But let me tell you, you can do it. I just want to be that positive motivation for y'all, just to put that seed in. And just let y'all know that whatever y'all put y'all's mind to, y'all can do it. But yeah, right now I'm going to the gym. Just trying to set that example, I guess. But I guess really what I wanted to touch base on in particular was supplements. Right now I'm kind of going through a phase of trying out new supplements in the fitness industry. For instance, there is creatine, one of the most talked about, one of the most researched supplements there is on the market. It's very remarkable supplement. So if you just are deciding on going to the gym and you want to you need some help getting some gains, definitely creatine is a must. Creatine is a must for your supplements. You have to get it. I mean, there's different ways, different research about it, though. So just be careful with it. You really don't have to be careful with it. The researchers say that, oh, you should be doing creatine cycling, meaning that you shouldn't take too much at a time, or you should take some for a certain period of time and then lay off of it and then get back on it. But in reality, as long as you just take 5 grams a day, like, you should be fine. Like, there's no really need to cycle off of it or whatnot. But that's one of the supplements that I like to hit home with. Another one, I would say it definitely is whey protein. I know that's a big get your protein shake in. You gotta get your protein shake in after a workout. And yeah, that's true. But also, you gotta eat right. You gotta eat right. You can't just take a protein shake and be fine. The protein shake is really supposed to be something that you take after, like, your gym. That way, it gives something for the body to work with for right now after the gym. And then you go home, go make yourself some dinner, or even better, already have dinner prepared, or lunch, whatever the time of the day for the meal is. It's better that way. That way, your body actually has something to process, because lots of supplements are already processed foods. And not to say that processed, like that's a bad thing necessarily, but It's easier for your body to be able to break down the nutrients that's getting from the food rather than just absorbing all of it from the protein. It's better just to have both instead of just protein. But if you don't have anything prepared and you don't have a dinner or meal already, well, I mean, at least you got something in your system. But not only do you need protein, though, you need a type of, you need a complex carb after a workout, or just some form of carb, really. It doesn't really have to be complex. It just needs to be sugar, essentially. Like, you can really just eat sugar, and that would be good. But it's better to have a type of sugar carbohydrate, like a glucose or fructose. Any type of sugar will actually kind of do, really. But the reason why you need a sugar after a workout is because, yeah, your body's going to respond to having worked out with your muscles. Or your muscles are going to respond to having being worked out. But they're not really going to want to replenish themselves or restore themselves, because that's the way your muscles work. When you're working out, you're not just making your muscles bigger. You're actually causing microfibers in your microfiber tears in your muscle, micro tears in your muscle. And that muscle is then being rebuilt, causing it to grow, essentially. However, the process within the protein synthesis process really works better if it has some sort of spike of glucose and of carb or a sugar. Because let's say you work out, right, and you just take a protein shake. The way your body's going to naturally react is be like, okay, cool, we got some protein in, great. But I don't really want to use that necessarily yet. Like, I want to replenish myself with some form of sugar. So if you can have that too, then I can use that protein to help build in. So essentially the sugar or the carb, whatever, is like the mortar, right? When you're laying a brick down, it's like the mortar. And then the protein comes in, and that's that brick. That's what it builds upon. That's the way that whole protein synthesis, hypertrophy muscle process kind of works. I know I'm kind of throwing in a lot of maybe names you might not have heard of before, or terms you might not have heard of before, but I'm just trying to make it as simple as possible for you guys to understand if you're not really familiar with how this whole process works with building muscle. Now, honestly, to me, I mean, I'm human. I'm not some all natural human bodybuilder type person. Like, I don't go to competitions. I don't have like medals and physique challenges and whatnot. However, I know a lot about this stuff. Not to say that I'm an expert at it, but I know a lot about it. I know enough really to get me going where I want to be, and I'm just trying to help others do that as well. Right now I'm actually in the parking lot of my gym, so honestly I'm probably gonna cut this episode short, keep it quick, 10 minutes long. I know this pretty complicated spiel about protein and carbs and creatine and whatnot, but I really hope this was helpful, essentially. And I like to do these types of episodes, maybe just these quick short minute things that I can take on, just give y'all some information on the type of stuff that is in the fitness world. I mean, I'm probably gonna start doing a series of exercises. Right now I'm starting this program. It's basically full body, 5 days a week, right? But each day has a particular focus on a muscle group. And I feel like there's a lot of research on that, on how full body a day is better than just working out two muscle groups a day. Now, there's different types of splits like you can do for working out. Like, essentially there's an upper body, lower body split, to where one day you work upper body, the next day you work lower body, and then maybe a cardio day or an active rest day or something like that. And then there's a push-pull split to where you're doing push exercises and then to where you're doing pull exercises the next day. Now, for me, I'm going to be doing, like I said, full body every day, 5 days a week. And I kind of just wanted to establish this and to hold myself accountable into doing this type of workout. I can let y'all know how the process is, how the result is going for me, and it gives me an outlet to be able to tell y'all if this works or not, and it holds me accountable to be able to tell y'all this, because if I just do it without this podcast, then I'm just going to be doing it for myself. But it's easier to do it if I'm doing it for a group of people, such as yourself. I really appreciate those of you who are tuning in to hear these episodes. It means a lot to me and James. This is Brandon from the Conversationalist Podcast. Signing off. Have a good day. Peace out.